Okay, ready for a deep dive into something kind of, I don't know, uncertain.
Uncertainty, huh? Yeah, it's a bit of a wild ride, isn't it? Most of us spend our lives trying to avoid it.
Right. But what if we're missing out by running from it? There's this blog by Carlos Goga, and he's got me thinking.
Oh, yeah, I've read some of his stuff. He always has a really interesting take on things.
He uses these old stories, like ancient parables and things, to talk about how people deal with uncertainty. And honestly, it's kind of blown my mind a little.
Those old stories have a way of getting to the heart of things, don't they? They've survived for so long for a reason.
Exactly. Okay, so one of the stories Goga talked about is this old Chinese parable, right? About a man who loses his horse. And everyone's like, oh no, that's terrible luck. But the man is just like, who knows what's good or bad. And then wouldn't you know it? The horse comes back with a whole herd of wild horses.
Classic.
I know, right? Everyone's suddenly congratulating him on his good fortune. And he's just like, well, things happen.
It's like that old saying, you know, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Yes. And it gets even more interesting. So then the man's son breaks his leg. Seems like bad luck, right? But because of the broken leg, he doesn't get drafted into the army when the war breaks out. And all the other young men who went off to war, yeah, they don't come back.
Wow. That one really makes you think twice about labeling things as good or bad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What seems unfortunate at the time.
Could actually be a blessing in disguise.
Exactly.
Okay, that one always gets me. It reminds me of another parable Goga mentions. The blind men and the elephant. Have you heard that one?
Oh, yeah. Classic. Each one feels a different part of the elephant and comes up with a completely different idea of what it is.
Right. One guy's feeling the trunk, another the leg, another the tail. They all think they've got it figured out.
But none of them have the full picture.
Exactly. So it makes you wonder, what are some of the elephants we're misjudging in our own lives because we're only seeing one part of the picture?
It's a powerful question. And it's a good reminder that none of us have all the answers. There's always more to learn, more to understand.
Okay, last parable before we move on, but it's a good one. It's the story about the camel and its owner. And the owner tells his disciple to trust in God, but to also tie up his camel.
Ah, that's a good one. It's about finding that balance, isn't it?
Totally. It's like, yeah, have faith, but also maybe don't just leave it all up to chance.
Right. It's about taking responsibility for what we can control while also accepting that some things are beyond our control. Finding that middle ground. It's not always easy.
It's wild to think about how these stories, even though they're like ancient, they still apply to what's going on today, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Those parables tap into something very fundamental about human nature, and it's how we react to uncertainty, this fear of the unknown. And Goga, he doesn't just stop at parables. He brings up historical examples, too. Like, he talks about the Black Death.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can see where this is going.
During the Black Death, I mean, people were terrified. Imagine this horrible plague spreading, and nobody knew what to do, what caused it, how to stop it. Nothing. And in their fear and desperation, they looked for someone to blame. And sadly, they ended up scapegoating the Jewish community.
It's like when something bad happens, we have this almost instinctual need to find a reason, even if the reason doesn't actually make sense.
It's a way to try to make sense of chaos, right? To create a sense of control in a situation where we feel powerless. And unfortunately, history is full of examples of this, where fear and uncertainty lead to really harmful actions.
And that's what makes Goga's point about AI so interesting. He's basically drawing a parallel between these historical examples and how we're reacting to AI today.
Exactly. We're on the cusp of this, well, it's a revolution, really, with AI.
Yeah.
But it's new. And with anything new, there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't have all the answers. And that can be scary.
And it's easy to let those fears drive our decisions, just like with the Black Death example. It's tempting to say, okay, AI is dangerous, we need to shut it all down, or we need strict regulations right now before it's too late.
Right. And while those reactions are understandable, I think what Goga is getting at is that we need to be careful not to oversimplify. AI is complex, it's constantly evolving, and there are potential benefits as well as risks. And if we make decisions based solely on fear or a desire for easy answers, we could end up missing out on those benefits.
It's like you were saying earlier, we have to be careful not to mistake the part for the whole, to use the elephant analogy. We can't let our limited understanding of AI lead us to make decisions that might not be in our best interest in the long run.
And that's why Goga talks about this idea of approaching AI as a partner in exploration, not just a problem to be solved. It's about acknowledging the uncertainty, yes, but also being open to the possibilities.
I like that. It's about being curious, asking questions, and being willing to learn as we go, rather than just trying to control everything. Because the truth is, with something as powerful and complex as AI, we can't control everything, can we?
Exactly. And maybe that's okay. Maybe by accepting that uncertainty, by embracing the unknown, we can actually achieve something truly remarkable.
You know, it's kind of wild how this all ties together. We started with these ancient parables, then we talked about the Black Death, and now AI. But the thing that connects them all is uncertainty, right? This idea that we're constantly grappling with the unknown.
It's a recurring theme throughout history, and it even pops up in our personal lives, which is what I find so fascinating about Goga's perspective. He doesn't shy away from the personal stuff either, like when he talks about uncertainty and love.
Oh, yeah, he goes there. And it's actually kind of brilliant how he connects those dots.
When you think about it, falling in love is like the ultimate act of embracing uncertainty. Mm. You're taking this huge leap of faith, and you have no idea what's going to happen.
It's like that feeling when you jump into the deep end of the pool and you're not sure if you'll touch the bottom. Like, it's a little scary, but also exciting, you know?
Exactly. And Goga even compares it to a dance, which I think is a perfect analogy.
I love that analogy. Yeah. Because in a dance, you're moving together, you're responding to the music, but you don't know exactly what the next step will be.
Right. You have to trust your partner and just go with the flow.
And imagine if you tried to overthink every single step in a dance.
It'd be a disaster.
Totally. You'd be so busy trying to control everything that you wouldn't even enjoy the dance. And relationships are kind of the same way, aren't they? If you're constantly trying to eliminate all uncertainty to be in control all the time, it kind of sucks the life out of it.
It takes that spontaneity away, that sense of adventure and discovery.
This makes me think about all those times in my own life when I took a chance on something, even when I felt unsure. Like, remember when I decided to take that photography class a while back? I had zero experience, but it ended up sparking this whole new passion.
And those moments of uncertainty, of embracing the unknown, they often lead to the most rewarding experiences, don't they?
Yeah, and then there was that career change a few years ago. Man, talk about uncertainty. I was so nervous at the time, but looking back, it was the best decision ever.
It seems like those leaps of faith, those moments of uncertainty, have a way of guiding us to where we need to be, even if we don't realize it at the time.
It's like there's this wisdom in letting go of the need to control everything and accepting that we don't always have the answers. And maybe, just maybe, uncertainty isn't something to be afraid of, but a natural part of life, a force for growth and new discoveries.
Maybe the real challenge, especially in today's world, is resisting that temptation for instant answers and guaranteed outcomes. It's about learning to be comfortable with the questions, the uncertainty, the unknown, to see those things not as obstacles, but as invitations. Invitations to explore, to grow, to discover something new.
I love that. Uncertainty as an invitation. And on that note, we want to hear from you. What resonated with you in this conversation about uncertainty? Have there been times in your life when embracing the unknown led to something amazing? Head over to our social media pages and let us know your thoughts. We can't wait to hear from you.